On a beautiful Sunday afternoon in Chicago, my name is Steve Dale. I am not alone, though. Oy, 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 oy. Jan Slavin is here. She's a singer. She's a writer. She's a stand-up comedian. And she is a bubby. And the name of the show, in fact, is called, what do you think? Cooking with Bubby. It's a musical. Hey, Jan, welcome to the show.
Hey. Hi, Steve. It is a beautiful Sunday afternoon. Gorgeous.
It is, because I'm talking to a bubby. So explain what a bubby is for those who may not know the vernacular.
Well, a bubby is a Jewish grandmother, and all the things that a Jewish grandmother means, like smothering her children and grandchildren, cooking and making everybody eat until they're stuffed.
And the premise of the show at the Skokie Theater, which is a interesting place to go. I mean, that theater is like 102 years old or something to that
effect. I know. I saw The Parent Trap there.
You're kidding. The original?
No, when it was a movie theater. Yeah, with Haley Mills. I mean, that place goes back.
So The Parent
Trap.
Those floors
are still sticky. No, they really aren't.
That was with Haley Mills, right? So that was like 1960, yep. Something, somewhere in there?
It was when I was quite young. And so was the Skokie Theater. But now it's like completely redone, and it's gorgeous and has amazing acoustics. So it's used for all kinds of shows and, you know, all kinds of performing arts. It's a joy to be there. I've done a lot of stuff there, and I love it. But this is the most fun
this
I have ever
is
had
the most fun the you've outfit. Ever had. So let's talk about the fun you have. It's about the premises that you host a cooking show called Cooking with Bubby, and it's lights, cameras, action. They cue you, and you come on as if you're on television. In fact, there's TV monitors we can watch you on as if you're on TV, and you begin cooking a brisket. That's where it all begins with. A brisket with prunes and carrots, as I remember.
And raisins.
Raisins.
Prunes and raisins.
Raisins. So did you really grow up with brisket?
Well, I grew up with brisket, of course. My grandmother made wonderful brisket. I'm going to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
I don't cook.
Forget
and
the
I know
show.
That's going to hurt a lot of people right now. But
no.
I don't cook. I don't like to cook. I'm not good at it. I've tried. And the only brisket I've ever made in my real life was in a crock pot, which is just like, so that is so wrong. It's just like that brisket was so bad. You know how they always say like stuff like a brisket, the next day it tastes even better?
Uh-huh.
No, it tasted so much worse the next day. if that's even possible. So I don't cook. I guess I fed my kids when they were growing up. I really don't feed my grandchildren. I take them to Portillo's. but it's so much fun to portray a bubby who cooks.
Well, right.
I'm familiar with that, you know, that type.
This just means you're a wonderful actress is what it means.
Yes, I'm just stretching all of my acting muscles. You know what? It's really easy to do this part because just as we sing in this show, it's in our DNA. You know, I can talk like a Jewish bubby. I've got all the attributes of a Jewish bubby. I just don't cook.
You just don't cook.
So sue me. I don't cook.
Well,
I do other things.
I learned a... What do you do? No, don't tell us. I learned a lot. I learned a lot in this show. For one thing, I learned that the world's first comedian was Moses. I didn't know that.
No, who knew that? The first stand-up comedian was Moses. And let's just talk about Andrew Kahn for a second, playing Moses as the first stand-up comedian. If you don't come to see the show for the cooking, come to see Andrew Kahn as Moses. It's everything.
Actually, I agree. He is very, very good. And he adds so much to the role that I'm sure isn't in the script. And it's,
why do you say that?
I mean that in a very good way. I mean, at one point we see what has to be Groucho Marxism in the middle of everything. And
everything. It's everything.
Yeah.
Everything and anything. And he's not Jewish. So, you know, he's just got whatever it takes. But And I'm not Jewish either. No, I'm kidding. Of course I'm Jewish.
But I would suspect that that wasn't a requirement to be in the show. And I don't believe it's a requirement to see the show either, is it?
It's required. It's
no.
in the Torah. Yeah, I would definitely recommend. Let's face it, Steve, nobody wants to go and see Death of a Salesman right now.
True enough.
You know, we've just come out of the worst miserable possible time, and people want to go out and laugh. You know, they might have to laugh with a mask on, you know, but laugh. And people are constantly, I mean, when they leave, their stomachs hurt.
Well, that's
not from the brisket, but because of them laughing.
Yeah, we should be clear. There's no real cooking, as far as I know, on stage.
There's no real food there. I mean, I am sticking my hand in a pot that has some carrots and some salt and pepper and paprika and ketchup. And yes, I actually do touch those ingredients, but there's no brisket in the pot.
Shh, you won't tell anyone. Tell me about the Babettes.
Oh, like how cute are they? Seriously, those girls. They are a trio. Well, actually, there's a fourth young woman as well who understudies all three parts. And she's played all three parts seamlessly, for one reason or another when somebody isn't in the show. But the Babettes are... Well, I guess you could call them the Greek chorus of the show, the Jewish chorus. And they, you know, they have a commentary on everything. They sing, they dance, they tell jokes. And, they support me. They whisper things in my ear when I forget stuff, and which happens on a pretty regular basis because I'm no spring chicken. And they're just delightful, and we have a lot of fun. We have fun on stage, and we have fun in the backstage in the dressing room. There's just a lot of hilarity. So they're just the best. I'm gonna miss the show. I'm gonna miss these people. I really don't want it to end. So yeah, I'm already thinking about that because I'm Jewish. Like I'm already thinking about, you know, well, it's gonna be so bad because it's gonna be over. But God, it's fun.
Where are you going?
I'm not going anywhere.
Okay,
the show closes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, not for a while.
It has to close.
Eventually, but not for a while. It's going to continue being at the Skokie Theater. So let me ask you a question. The show was about to open when the pandemic hit. And, of course, then the show couldn't open. So now it is up and running. The name of the show, again, is Cooking with Bubby at the Skokie Theater. So it's an intimate performance space, and you're looking out at the audience, which I assume, even with the lights pointed toward you, you can see to a great degree.
Which I love.
Yeah, does it matter? I mean, when I'm up on stage, I want people to smile and to laugh. You could hear the laughter, but can you see the smiles through the mask? Part of being an actor is reacting to the audience, and does that deter you in any way, or are you just so happy to be back on stage and none of that matters?
It depends on the night, I guess. You know, if we're having a lot of loud laughter, it's usually because there's, you know, an interaction taking place. Whether or not I can really see clearly, I really can't. Maybe the people in maybe the first couple of roles but I'm really a cabaret performer and a stand-up comedian, so for me an intimate space is everything. And I like to schmooze with the audience, which we don't really do because there's still, you know, that fourth wall. It is a play, so but I feel their presence. And you know, when you hear that kind of laughter, you know you're connecting. You don't have to see the people, but I do. I cheat, you know, when I'm sort of standing in the background and other people are singing. Oh, yeah, I'm checking it out. I want to see, you know, who of my friends made it, who isn't coming, you know, who's laughing, who's, you know, sitting there with a frown on their face. That's nobody, by the way.
I hope.
So, yeah, once in a while you get somebody, you know, but then you'll come out into the lobby and they'll go, oh, God, that was hilarious. I never laughed so hard. Meantime, you didn't even see them crack a smile. But you can feel the audience in that space, and I just love performing there a lot. So, yeah, I get to do it till August 22nd, and I have a cohort. It's an alternating role. My really good friend Carla Gordon plays the Bubby as well, and we're actually very different kinds of Bubbies. She actually cooks, for one thing. She's a good cook.
In real life, you mean. Well, the name of the show.
In real life, she's a marvelous cook.
Name of the show.
She would never make a brisket in a crock pot. Ever.
That might be illegal. I don't know. Cooking with Bubby. Yeah. That's the name of the show. It's a musical. It's at the Skokie Theater in beautiful downtown Skokie. It is great to meet you, Jan Slavin. Thank you so much. And thanks for putting smiles on people's faces. We need that now, as you point out.
That's what I do. Thanks so much, Steve. And I'm glad you enjoyed the show.